Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Nate Reins, who is a reporter with the Grand Rapids Press. Good evening, Nate. How are you?
Very well. Thanks, Cheryl. Yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for asking. Such a compelling story this last week, starting on Thursday, the tragic death of Wes Leonard, a basketball player for Fenville. Why don't you give us a little background of the story? It's made national news, but you're in the area there.
Sure. Well, Wes Leonard was a star football player and basketball player for Fenville, which is a Class C school. And he was, the team was 19-0 going into their last game, and I guess made a pretty stirring comeback in this game. And Wes forced the game into overtime, and then eventually hit a running layup with about 30 seconds left that won the game eventually. He was able to celebrate with his team and the community who came out onto the floor. And they were about getting ready to take a team picture to commemorate an undefeated season when he suffered some heart trouble and fell to the ground and ultimately died from a heart attack, was the ruling of the forensic pathologist.
That's what I was just going to comment on. The autopsy showed that, I mean, from the heights to the depths in a very short period of time.
Absolutely, and I think that's the thing that's really struck a chord with people across the country is from joy to absolute despair, and the fact that that so many people saw it happen. You know, it really brings back to memory the Hank Gathers incident in 1990, which I also wrote about for Saturday's press and MLive.com. You know, so many people saw Hank Gathers pass away, and certainly on a much smaller stage, the same thing happened the day before the 21st anniversary of Gathers.
The parallels are really quite stunning. And to add to the story, Bo Kimball, who watched his friend Hank Gathers die from that heart attack you just described, is in Michigan tonight to speak to Wes Leonard's team.
That's right. He after I spoke with him on Friday evening, he let me know that he was going to be coming into town, and he did drive from Philadelphia and speak at a pregame meal that the Fenville and Lawrence High School players shared this afternoon. And he also took part in a press conference with the Michigan High School Athletic Association. So quite a moving thing, I think, for him to show his support and drive all this way for a kid in the community that he's never known prior to Thursday.
Well, it is, and I guess that just shows how this story did strike a chord for so many people. And the tragedy is that this happens from time to time. I wish it was a story that never occurred, but it does happen. And each time you hope it's the last. And I'm guessing, were you able to go to that press conference this afternoon, Nate?
I was not there this afternoon, no. I primarily do news, and our sports staff is handling most of the coverage today. I will be at Wes Leonard's funeral tomorrow morning.
Oh, boy.
And I expect there to be quite an emotional time then.
Oh, I can't even imagine that. I'm guessing that Bo Kimball will be quite a comfort, as much as you can be in a circumstance like this, in trying to offer what he went through at the time and what helped him as he spoke with the players this afternoon. I'm guessing that's part of what his discussion was about.
I would suspect that's absolutely true. I know when I spoke with him, what he stressed to me, and I can only speculate that he stressed to them, is to remember three or four good things that, in both cases, Hank did, but in this scenario that we talked about, that Wes did in their lives, and remember the good times rather than how ultimately it all played out at the end of his life.
Well, and I'm guessing the community of Fenville and the Grand Rapids area are not surprised at how their community has rallied around this young man's family and the team and the community.
Not at all surprised by it. I think we've all come to know smaller communities like Fenville to come together in times of tragedy. Fenville only has about 1,500 people population-wise, and certainly they supported the team beforehand, but now everyone's all in, and they've moved this this district tournament game today from Lawrence High School to the DeVos Fieldhouse on the campus of Hope College, and they've sold the capacity 3,500 tickets, filled the place tonight.
I was just going to ask you about that. I saw that in the article you wrote for the Grand Rapids Press. That has to, in such a horrible time, his Wes Leonard's family has to be just overwhelmed at seeing this support.
I've got to believe that's true. They've not spoken publicly yet, and when they do or if they do, I'm certain that they will draw on the community's support and willingness to back them up in this trying time.
How have you been able to talk or heard folks talk to the coach and the players, his fellow players, and Wes Leonard's coach about how they're dealing with this and moving forward? I mean, they're moving into tournament play, as you said, starting this evening. The pressure is on. I guess this is where they show who they are, isn't it?
It certainly is. Ryan Klingler, their coach, is a former Hope College player, so he's been on an District 3 national stage before, having made the tournament at least once, I believe. So he's got experience. He's been with Fenville for 9 years, and you know, I haven't spoken with him or their players. Some other reporters here at the Grand Rapids Press have, and you know, they're going through it right now. It'll be interesting to see how they come out in such an emotionally charged environment tonight.
Well, and the game starts in about an hour. It's 7 o'clock, is my understanding. Who are they playing?
They're playing Lawrence High School, okay. Which, to tell you the truth, I'm not familiar with. But they, you know, I have to give a lot of credit to the administrators at that school being willing to give up a home court advantage and come up to Hope College and allow people to really support Fenville. I mean, you think about that crowd, and I've got to believe 95% of them are going to be there to cheer on a team that they may have followed before, but certainly some didn't.
Well, you're right. Kudos to Lawrence for doing that. Again, shows the support. Nate, thank you so much for your time this evening and telling us about the story.
Thanks for having me, Cheryl.
Thank you very much. Nate Reens, a reporter with the Grand Rapids Press. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.